We're speaking to Craig Webb now. Thank goodness. I'm really pleased to be chatting to him because he's doing some great work. He runs the Facebook group Plastic Free Seas Worldwide. If you're on Facebook, then do get on and like the page so you can keep up to date with everything that he's doing. He organises community beach cleanups on the Costa del Sol and wants to encourage you to do the same wherever you're listening from. He's had a great response on this Facebook page from people taking part and sharing their photographs from literally all over the world, in Thailand, the States, in Bali. So it doesn't matter where you are. If you can get to a beach, then you can join in. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Thank you. Thanks very much for joining us. And well done for everything that you're doing.
Thanks very much.
I think it's brilliant.
It's been really good, actually. A massive response. I just started doing it on my own, really. Going down the beach and picking up, sort of noticing lots of stuff on the beach, lots of plastic on the beach. And I thought, well, I may as well try and get a few more people to join me and set up a little Facebook group, and it just went from there, really. It's been amazing. The people that turn up, and it's quite, you know, it's really rewarding.
So
we're just going to carry on and see where it goes.
And were you inspired by just seeing the plastic on the beach, as you said? Because there's been a lot on the news internationally recently, trying to clear up the oceans of plastic. And obviously this week in the UK, this new recycling scheme where people have to take their drinks cartridges back, and they'll get the money back and all that kind of thing. So there's a lot of encouragement for people to recycle at the moment.
It's massive at the moment. It was last year. I really I think I was inspired by David Attenborough when he had his last program on the BBC. He was really pushing the plastic in the oceans. It sort of made me sit up and think, well, he's got such a captive audience. If he's sort of really pushing it, there must be a real problem. So I just went down to have a look at the beach, and I couldn't believe it when I sort of opened my eyes. And you actually look on the beach, like between rocks and things. I mean, we'd done a beach clear up the other day, and we literally cleared up one groin, and I think we cleared up over 30 eco bin bags full of plastic. So that's the equivalent of one big yellow recycling bin, and that's in about 100. That's about 100 meters of stone groin. I think there is a huge, huge problem. I mean, I'm a massive animal lover, and literally animals are dying. Like, most fish in the ocean have got bits of plastic in. When we're buying water now, bottled water, that's got microplastic in it. So we're drinking it and we're eating it. So it's going into everything. So it's a really serious problem. I think if anyone can recycle what they can, like really try and sort your waste out, so you're getting plastic recycled now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's great that you've had such a big response. I mean, you were setting up presumably initially for people on the Costa del Sol, were you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I live on the Costa del Sol, and we've done our first one in Marbella, and then we had a really good turnout, and then we've just recently done our second beach clear up, and we've arranged our third. And it's we don't want to, like, you know, do loads and loads of them, but you know, we sort of do one a month, and we had such a good response. Yeah, we will go to other beaches. What I'd encourage people to do is go onto our Facebook page and like it. Go out and pick up at least three bits of plastic when you take the dog for a walk to the beach next, or even inland. If you're going for a walk on the campo or whatever, just pick up three bits of plastic, take a photo of it and post it on our wall and let us know where you are. I mean, I've had people saying that we want to go over to Mallorca and do a beach clean over there and things. So, our regulars that come along, we would be happy to do that as well, you know. We'll try and make it as big as possible.
Yeah, definitely. And the great thing about this is you can encourage people to do it themselves all around the world. You know, it'll be great, obviously, if you can start flying around the world and doing it for people. Okay. That'd be brilliant. But the point is, everybody can do it themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone can do it. Everyone can get involved. I've recently been to the local international school here, and I'm working with their sixth formers in the senior school, and I'm working with the juniors as well. And we're running two projects with those, hopefully. We've got our first school clean, so it's educating the youngsters, really. So that we're doing something with the sixth formers on the 5th of May on the Costa del Sol. So that's good. So I'm trying to get the schools involved. So it just seems to be growing. And I'm glad everyone's sort of into it as well. It's such a good response.
Yeah, I think it's probably easy to assume that, rightly or wrongly, that a lot of people who may litter on the beach, you know, leave their drinks cartridges behind instead of taking them and finding a bin, might be younger people.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if the kids of today know what's going into their water that they're drinking, into the fish that they're eating, then I think they would be like, they'll make them sit up a little bit and have a look. I mean, I saw someone the other day, and it's not, you know, youngsters do know how to put things in the rubbish. I mean, I saw a couple the other day just chuck, it wasn't, they're youngsters, but some people are quite reckless. They just chucked a crisp packet out the, they're down the beach, they're driving off in the car park, chucked a crisp packet out the window. It's like, you just don't need to do that, you know, just
no.
Put it in the recycle bin, or put it in the bin at least.
Mm. Or if there isn't a bin around, and there should be, there's quite a lot of bins, I think, down near the coast. I often see them. But if there isn't, take it home with you and put it in the bin at home.
Absolutely. Don't just chuck it on the floor. Like the massive problem on the beaches we're finding, though, is cotton bud sticks and cigarette butts. It's like a massive, massive issue. And baby wipes. Don't flush baby wipes down the toilet. Put them in the bin, because that is a huge problem. If you look in the sand, if you run your fingers through the sand, I guarantee you'll find a baby wipe.
Really?
Yeah, cotton bud sticks, baby wipes. Oh. We found a Walker's crisp packet from 2013. So it had been floating around in the ocean for, 5 years?
Wow.
So it does not break down. There's a garbage truck a minute dropped into the sea. It's 8 million tonnes a year of plastic is just dropped into our oceans.
Where is this happening?
Sometimes it's in countries, unfortunately, they haven't got the resources and it's just landfill. So what they're doing is they're just going... backing dumper trucks up to a river and just literally dropping it straight in the river. Oh. And the river just leads to the sea, so it's just going straight out. They've got huge problems in Bali and places like that. And in America as well, their riverways and canals, that's just full. It's just everywhere. There's nowhere for it to go. It takes like 500 years for it to break down. Those little coffee pots that everyone likes, the coffee machines.
Yeah.
They take 500 years to break down. They're unrecyclable. So I urge anyone to just have filter coffee. Stop buying those capsules, because they're going to be a huge problem.
Wow, isn't that awful? Yeah. So that's interesting that a lot of the rubbish that you're picking up doesn't necessarily come from the local area. It could have been washed up from places the other side of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. If you go onto Google and have a look, like in the centre of the Pacific, where the sea currents go round. There's an area of just plastic floating around in the middle of the ocean, and different sizes are coming out. But it's the size of a landmass, so it's absolutely ginormous, just plastic floating around where the currents bring it into a centre. But I'm not sure on the scale of it, but I know there's about three of them over the world, and they're absolutely ginormous, just floating around out there.
Gosh, someone told me the other day, actually, that there was a programme on television recently that was set in, showed you somewhere like, I can't remember whether it was Mauritius or the Seychelles, somewhere like that, which is a stunning, like, honeymoon destination with lots of little beautiful islands. And one of their islands is purely for dumping rubbish. And all the rubbish that is used by all the millions of tourists spending lots of money going there year after year all just gets collected and dumped on this island, and it's just a massive pile of rubbish.
Yeah, they're probably just some of the worst places. Like the places where you class as, or what we class as, like holiday honeymoon destinations or paradise. I was watching a video, a documentary, a chap done the other day. He's a diver. He was just diving off of, I think it was Bali, and the plastic coming past him, and litter, you know, nappies, and like everything. I mean, we find all sorts on the beaches, but this diver could not believe it. I mean, instead of seeing the fish was swimming around, it was like a school of plastic instead of a school of fish. There was the odd fish, and the rest of it was just bags. And these are places that are supposed to be paradise, but they haven't got the infrastructure to get rid of it and recycle it like perhaps we have. So they've run out of places to put it, so now, like you say, they're dumping it on islands and stuff now. People are living around this as well. It's toxic.
Mm.
So people are, and they're burning it as well. It's like, well, you know, I think we're going to stop doing it now. We get all of our plastic is only shipped off to like China, and they burn it anyway. So when we think we're recycling, a lot of it's just being sent to the other side of the world, and then it's being burnt.
Gosh, that's terrible.
It's a big problem.
Yeah, huge. Well, when there are lots of big problems, I guess, in the world, and every little helps, as they say. You know, one person could say, oh, what difference is it going to make if I pick up a packet of crisps? But if everybody had that attitude, then nothing will be done. If everybody does a little bit, it will make a huge difference.
Yeah, huge difference. If everyone just went out and just every time you take the dog out for a walk, take the kids for a walk, go out and get a bit of fresh air on the beach or wherever you are, if you see something, instead of walking past it, just pick it up. I always carry like a recycle bag with me now, like a reusable bag, and just pop it. I mean, sometimes I do get that you feel a bit like the, you look a bit strange. You do get a few odd looks. The first time I did it, I put like a rubber glove on. I was down the beach. It was a sunny day. There was quite a few people down there, and I'm just walking along picking up litter, and you do sort of feel a bit self-conscious about it. But just do it, and then you soon get over it, and people actually go, oh, what are you doing? You know, I saw them picking up plastic. That was really interesting. Let us know when you're going down next, and we'll come along. And that's how it all started.
Mm.
So when I thought that I looked a bit strange doing it, in actual fact, I think people start thinking like that makes people aware.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's definitely worth doing. Just pick up what you can, definitely.
Yeah,
it does make a difference.
And who cares if people look strangely? They're the strange one for not helping you.
Absolutely. That's what I thought. It's just a case of getting out there and doing it. So when you next go out for a walk, pick up 3 bits of plastic and post it on Plastic Free Seas Worldwide and let us know where you are.
Absolutely. Fantastic. We will. Thank you so much for coming on, Craig, and keep it up.
Thanks for having me, Hannah. It's been lovely. Thanks very much.
And please do keep in touch and let us know when you're doing another beach cleanup. I'd love to join you on the Costa del Sol.
We're at Fungarola Castle, actually, on the 14th of April from 9 a.m. There's a quick plug there. So if anyone wants to come along that lives in local to that area, please do come along and join us. You're more than welcome.
Great stuff. And anyone listening, wherever you're listening, please do go on Facebook and just type into the search bar Plastic Free Seas Worldwide, and then they can like your group and, as you say, take pictures of what they're doing and upload it to the group to encourage people to do the same.
That'd be great. And we're going to be going all over the place, so we'll keep you posted on that wall where we're going to be next, and hopefully it'll be in an area similar to local where your listeners are, and they can come along to that one.
Great stuff. Craig, thank you so much for joining us, and keep it up.
No worries. Thanks, Hannah. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.